You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. MLB playoffs rolling on, Jones. Yesterday, four big games. The Guardians, even the series with the Tigers with a 6-1 win. The Padres, even the series with the Cubs with a 3-0 win. And the LA Dodgers eliminated the Reds. So the only series to end in a 2-game sweep was the LA Dodgers over the Reds. Yamamoto threw a gem. And despite three errors, the Dodgers won 8-4. So the Dodgers move on to the next round. That means today, three must-win game threes, and they move the start time. So normally we were having a game right at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we had Guardians and Tigers normally right now, yeah.
Guardians and Tigers are going to have a first pitch at 3 o'clock this afternoon from Progressive Field in Cleveland. Of course, the home of $2 beer days,
of course,
$1 dogs, free jerseys, etc. Padres Cubs will be 5 o'clock in Wrigley, and then Red Sox Yankees, as we know, 8 o'clock here on WEEI, 7 o'clock pregame.
Okay, if any team is gonna pull out the they drop game one and they're gonna come back and win the series, your options are Guardians, Padres, Yankees. You said yesterday Guardians. That's still your answer?
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. I said that before they even won that game. Actually, they might have been up 1-0 at the time of the prediction, but I'm gonna say the Guardians win the series.
That has not happened yet.
No,
under this current format, you hope that doesn't happen tonight. But the Guardians, I think, are the team.
All
to
right,
do it
so we're
well.
Gonna go Guardians. Who are we taking in the Padres-Cubs series?
I had Cubbies going in. I'll stick with them.
Stick with the Cubbies at home. Taillon versus Darvish. Darvish, two stud number three pitchers.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And then I am picking the Sox. I'm nervous about it.
Sox kid.
You're picking the Sox kid?
Sox kid.
Yeah, and you're doing a few sprinkles. You have a lengthy home run parlay.
I haven't decided if I'm going to parlay them yet, but Nick is right. A lefty is hitting a home run for the Red Sox tonight. I just got to figure out which
who
one.
Who it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
All right, excellent. Jones.
Nothing gets you hyped for a baseball game like that. Yeah.
Oh, you're ready to run through a wall. All right, so I mentioned the Dodgers advance. So they will play the Phillies. There's no reseeding or anything. So it'll be Dodgers and Phillies in the next round. And Shohei Ohtani is scheduled to start game one of the ALDS.
Nice.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, pretty. It is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's not bad. Nailed it. Week 5 of the NFL season kicks off tonight. It is an NFC West showdown. The LA Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Both teams are 3-1.
Yeah.
The Niners have already ruled out Brock Purdy, Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings.
And Kittle hasn't played since week one.
Yeah. The Rams are 8.5-point favorites at home. The game starts basically the same time the Red Sox game starts.
Yeah,
so
I would say zero of this. I would say hammer the Rams side of that bet. I know it's a lot of points.
Yeah.
I would say hammer that. Twitch chat said, what if the Red Sox lose tonight and Mac Jones wins? Who cares about the Mac Jones part?
I don't know. What does that matter?
It's a sad day. It's a bad day.
The way that Drake May has played the last handful of weeks, I don't even care about the Mac Jones part. I don't get why you'd care about that part.
Yeah, no, that doesn't really bother me at all.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Yesterday in the grab bag, we told you that the Cleveland Browns were making a change at quarterback. They were benching Joe Flacco in favor of rookie Dylan Gabriel. Well, what we didn't know at the time was in the locker room, they caught up with fellow rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders, and they asked him about it, to which he responded as a mime. He didn't paint his face and wear a silly outfit. But
he pantomimed the answers. His lips were moving, but no words were coming out.
Yeah, there was no volume to his voice.
Yes.
Do you think that was a good strategy?
I don't. Now, look, I'm pro Shedeur.
Yeah,
I thought
still?
He should've, well, this is getting hard to defend this
it
guy.
It is.
But I halfway get it. He's like, I am better than Dylan Gabriel. So he's just throwing a little hissy fit. But no, I have a hard time defending those actions.
Yeah, this was tough.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's a clown, but so are the Browns for even doing this. We joked about their quarterback room to start the year. They ended up trading away one of the guys they traded for. No,
for
the whole thing.
I thought you meant for making him available.
No,
I'm
no.
Like, I think you have to make all these guys available. Yeah, okay.
No, just from Jump Street.
Drafting
what was
them
your,
both.
What was your plan?
They don't have one.
You were going to go with Flacco? That wasn't going to last all season. Then what? You're going to go with Gabriel? And that's a good spot for Gabriel to be in. You got Shedeur Sanders like right there the whole time. Gabriel stinks anyway. So I think the player's bad. And then thinking he's going to succeed in that room is insane.
Yeah, my initial thing was, why even make him available? But I think this came up in New York where the Giants beat writers kept requesting Jackson Dart and they kept hiding him, and that turned into a whole issue with the league and versus the media. So
got it.
I think they have to make him available, but that was his solution.
Yeah.
Not, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yep.
Gabriel might have taken a shot at Shedeur too. Did you guys see what Gabriel said after?
No.
Yes, I did.
He was, you wait for the perfect time, you're going to be waiting for your whole life.
He said that at like the podium.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. So that's fun. Like, but that's a good idea.
Yeah, good
pit
situation.
Pit your two rookie quarterbacks against each
honestly,
other.
Honestly, Gabriel, not much better.
No.
You got grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Grab a call on the grab bag, Jones. Let's go to Buzz the Pilot. He joins us next. What do you got, Buzz?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Pretty great.
I got a question.
Okay.
If the Red Sox lose tonight, are the Yankee fans going to consider this a wash away of the 2004 comeback?
No.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
On Sunday Night Football, Jones, Patriots are taking on the Bills, and Buffalo will be wearing their cold front jerseys, their new cold front jerseys, which I do not like.
I didn't like when we saw the initial footage of it. I do wonder if they're going to pop on the screen.
So there's always that chance.
Yeah.
They could always look better in the wild than they do just in like a screenshot.
That's right.
I leave that open because we've seen what the Cardinals ones now in the wild. We've seen the Dolphins ones. The Pats were theirs already, right? Once this year or no? Am I making that up?
Pats. No, we're going to see the Pats against. Is it the Giants game?
The
I forget
Giants.
What it is.
Yeah. Oh, Monday Night Football, I think.
Pats are going to wear one, and this is the Bills wearing theirs. Yeah.
You're right. I haven't seen but I have seen people wearing the jersey. I've seen people get that jersey. Mm. But I don't like the Bills, but we'll see. Maybe I'll feel a little bit differently once we get a look at it.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You gotta fight for your right to grab bag.
AJ Brown says that his recent Instagram post or story was not about the Eagles or Jalen Hurts or anything like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't about any of that. So I know that's what it looked like, but
it's
not about that.
I forget if it was Fowler or Graziano. There was an item from one of them yesterday where they're like, the Eagles aren't going to trade him now, but in the offseason, they're going to look at it.
Great.
He could get traded tomorrow.
He could get gone.
But yeah, I'm not buying that from AJ Brown.
My name is Brown.
Right. How about this? Bill Barnwell came out with his top three awards for the NFL season at the quarter mark.
Top three awards?
No, like all the awards, but then he ranked his top three.
Oh, gotcha.
So for like MVP, offensive player, defensive player, rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, we cover all these when we preview the NFL
coach,
season.
Yeah, they're sure. All
first
there.
Coach fired.
No Patriots.
Oh.
No Patriots made the list. His MVP, though, was Josh Allen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everywhere you go.
Grab bag.
All right, Jones, consistent with this entire series, it is time now to go to the phones and bring in none other than Hogdale for his Game 3 preview, Sox and Yanks. Hogdale, what are you thinking for tonight?
Well, fellas, I'm thinking that the Sox need to play an actual clean game of baseball that is also well-coached. So I'm predicting that Kyle Hudson doesn't cost us a run tonight. I'm also predicting that we don't have Sadon lay a bunt down in the seventh inning. But in seriousness, I think Pomeroy early is going to have a pretty short leash. Even if he does look good, I think he goes a max of like three or four innings. And then you turn it over to the pen. Kyle Harrison goes an inning or two. Then you see, Greg Weissert, probably Steven Matz again. No Whitlock definitely tonight. Definitely no Whitlock. Chapman's going to probably slam the door shut in the ninth inning. The bats have to come along. I think Willie Abreu hits a bomb tonight. I think Bregman has a big clutch moment as well.
All right. That's on the Hogdale vision board. Hogdale, great work in the Hornet's Nest last night.
Yeah, nice
we'll
job.
We'll be following along tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, right. Hog.
That's the Hog vision board.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
All right. Horror movie of the day. Somebody on the text line said horror. I say it funny, but horror movie of the day. Somebody said how come we haven't done it? It's October. Well, October 1st is yesterday. We did it yesterday.
I saw that text too. They're like, it's Torktober. Where's the horror movie?
I'm going with a 2008 classic. 17 years ago. It's so shockingly, this movie's been out for a long time. It is available to stream on Netflix. The Strangers. Very creepy, very scary. There's been sequels. They're even trying to do like a new trilogy. Those are all kind of junk. This first one, though, really scary. No motive of said strangers. It's also, you're in and you're out, hour 25 minutes. Very, very creepy. One of the scarier movies I think you'll see this holiday season.
Okay.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the
grab bag
is. You have to see it for yourself.
Jones, let's find out who the top Major League Baseball performer was from Wednesday, October 1st. Was it Mookie Betts? 4 for 5, 3 RBI, and a run scored.
Maybe.
Was it Trevor Story? 2 for 4, home run, 3 RBI.
Loss.
Was it Ben Rice? 2 for 4, home run, no. 2 RBI.
Yeah, not him, but he did win.
Was it Yoshinobu Yamamoto? 6 2/3 scoreless with 9 Ks. Or was it Dylan Cease? 3 2/3 scoreless, 5 Ks.
A lot of K's in 3 2/3 scoreless, but let's go Yamamoto.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're going with a former player who spent 12 years in the major leagues with 3 teams.
So it's not the guy who was on hold earlier today. Okay.
He was
just a minor leaguer. Okay.
Minor leaguer. Yeah. No, major leaguer. Played for 3 teams, the Yankees, the Twins, and the Padres.
Yankees, Twins, Padres, major leaguer. Got it. Okay. 12 years. Yep. Yeah.
He was a one-time All-Star.
Okay. Not Knobloch.
He also finished 7th in the Cy Young 1 year, which was not his All-Star season. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. He is a right-handed starting pitcher.
I was thinking Radke, so he's out.
Had some relief appearances, but you would know him as a starter. That's how I know him.
This guy had to have pitched for more teams, but Kyle Loesch?
Not Kyle Loesch. He, his All-Star season was 2010.
With who?
With the Yankees. He went 18-8, but had a 4.19 ERA. Still somehow made the All-Star team. And then when he was with Minnesota in 2014, he finished 7th in the Cy Young. He threw 209 2/3 innings.
Oh.
Let's see. I know Billy's going to ask if he has a nickname.
Yeah. You got any nicknames over there? Is it Irvin Santana?
It's not Irvin Santana.
Was he lefty? He was a lefty.
No, Irvin was a righty.
Was he?
But he played with the Halos for a while. He made $80 million in his career. $80 million. That's all his.
Can't take that. Well,
can't take that.
Half of it, government. No, took half I think of it. Not to go off on this tangent, but
a
government
lot of it probably
it,
also
yeah.
went to CAA Sports. Oh. Who represented him. His agents were with CAA Sports.
I think I'm out. You guys got anything back there?
One time World
still
Series.
I still didn't get my nickname.
Peege.
Peege?
That's what it says here. I'd never heard him called that.
Is it Phil Hughes?
He got it.
I wouldn't have got that.
You got that on the line.
Good job by the Twitch chat.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Phil Hughes.
That. Oh, I was Arcan had that. A long time ago.
Immediately.
Phil Hughes, yeah.
What's his middle name? So that's probably like short for PJ, so it's Peege. Philip something Hughes.
Philip Joseph Hughes.
PJ
Hughes. Yeah, Peege.
So
Peege.
Yeah.
Peege.
Thank you. Yep. All right, well, one-time All-Star?
Nobody ever called him that, though.
No,
it's Phil Hughes.
I certainly never heard it. Random ball player of the day, each and every day, in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.